This is Philip Marshall. My father took me, and I think I was probably 77. I was 14. So, yeah, it was. I was just kind of blown away. My father had kind of jumped on the Star Wars bandwagon before I did. My head was still trying to get wrapped around seeing 2001: A Space Odyssey. And so not having grown up on things like the Buck Rogers serials and such as that, because I grew up with things more like Batman and Tarzan and things like that, this was a whole new world to me. Star Trek was something that was completely different. It was a world all its own. So to create this Star Wars universe was just unreal.
Danny Sanchez. Once I saw Star Wars, it was pretty much over. It was like I couldn't get my hands on books fast enough, and I wanted to know as much as I could at that point. I had the good fortune of meeting Ron Woodall, who was with Lucas since, I believe, Empire. And he let me in on a couple of things. He said that he actually came in. Lucas went in and talked to a lot of people there and said, well, this is what we're going to offer you because things are changing. And he gave them a really great deal, and then J.J. Abrams was there, apparently, and they had a big, long discussion about what their plans were for the future, and everybody was very happy with it. So I don't have any bad feelings about it.
You know, Danny, I got to say, I'm not as on board with the Disney thing, because to me, Disney is the cultural equivalent of Monsanto. What Disney does to our children and our children's brains, that I can see them just warping that universe. Abrams has got it down pat, but the minute they start fooling around with other directors,
well, that's inevitable because they're going to have somebody else for the second one, and I'm already nervous about that. But let's not totally nerd out.
There it is.
My favorite toy was the Darth Vader that had like the little red lightsaber that was in his hand, and he was always the tallest, and I tore the cape, lost the lightsaber. My brother actually had a really good friend who ended up giving me all of his toys, but he had them in like one of those actual cases that had like the Star Wars on the front, but had a spot for each figure with a sticker on it, so they each had their spot. They had a spot for their weapons, and then I got them and ended up losing them.
I remember actually taking really good care of our Star Wars action figures, and then one year when I was maybe like 10 or 12, my mom sold all of them, and we had like everything, including the Millennium Falcon, all the original Kenner stuff. My mom sold it all for like $5 at a garage sale. We weren't really speaking for a little while. She's made up for it plenty over the years.
Hi, I'm Brian Nelligan. John Williams is classic. I mean, that's just one of those. The soundtrack stands out as much as the Star Wars saga does itself, I feel like. You know, I'm pretty partial to the Cantina song. It's, you know, in the Mos Eisley Cantina. I mean, that's just such a catchy tune. I mean,
can we play a little bit? Isn't that great?
Can't beat it. We've had a couple of Star Wars viewing parties, and you know, afterwards it's like, this is what's playing in the bar, the home bar, so yeah. It's very appropriate, I feel like.
A long, long time ago, in a galaxy far away.
Well, I'm dressed up as Kylo Ren. I don't know much about what he's doing in the film. I know he's the main bad guy, but we don't know much other than that. There's some actually really good cosplays tonight, some. Or maybe not so good, but I love it because it's festive. Yeah, the helmet I got today is one that Disney makes, and it's got a voice changer built into it.
You can listen to him, and hopefully he's a little bit more understandable than this one.
Do you remember when you first saw Star Wars?
This summer.
What's your favorite thing about the movies?
I like that Darth Vader is the father of... what's his name? Luke Skywalker.
That's impossible!
Search your feelings. You know it to be true.
No!
I'm Eliana. I'm 9 years old, and I'm listening to KUT.
Question mark.